Thank you, Lynette. Now let's get back to Tim for our last batch of news.
We finish with stories from Norwich City and from the City of Norwich. The Anglia Square saga continues, with worries about sewage triggering the latest objections. In another sign of the growing economic crisis, Christmas lights are likely to be scaled back across the city. My editor says everyone will be delighted. We don't have a story about the Norwich City men's team's latest match, which incidentally they drew, meaning they've gone 7 games without defeat and remain number 2 in the championship. Instead, we have a report on the Norwich City women's team, who also have an unbeaten run and extended it with a win at Queen's Park Rangers, and they're also second in their league. But for real champions, we have to meet the city's over-70s walking football team. They successfully defended their national title. Here's Marianne with the latest episode of the Anglia Square saga.
Concerns that the multi-million pound revamp of Anglia Square poses a pollution risk to Norwich's water quality have prompted an objection from the Environment Agency. The agency has submitted the objection with Norwich City Council, urging the authority to reject the planning application unless the developer provides more information on how sewage from the new homes would be dealt with. Ed Abigail, planning advisor for the Environment Agency, said the applicant can overcome our objection by submitting a foul water strategy demonstrating how foul water flows will be managed. The proposal needs to give consideration to the capacity for treatment of the additional foul water flows at the Anglian Water Treatment Works, so not to cause deterioration of the water environment. However, Anglian Water, which is not a statutory consultee for the planning application, believes there is still capacity at Whittlingham Water Recycling Centre. It has scheduled meetings with the Environment Agency over the methodology of the organisation used in its calculation that the centre is at 99.9% capacity.
Twinkling Christmas lights adorning homes across the fine city are a sure sign that the festive season is here. But this year, those looking out for fabulous displays may be disappointed, with homeowners axing or scaling back their light shows because of costs. Matt Smith from Glenburn Avenue in Sprowston and Mark Abbott from Allendale Road in Tuxwood are among those vowing to carry on decking out their homes in aid of charity. However, the usual tradition of improving on the year before has had to be paused. Mr. Smith, 36, site manager of Falcon Junior School, said he'll restrict the hours the lights are on and turn them off a week earlier. Mr. Smith will once again raise money for the East Anglian Air Ambulance through the display. Father of three, Mr. Abbott, 45, who is known locally as Mr. Christmas, put up 17,500 lights on his home last year in aid of homeless charity St. Martin's. Although the dance school owner will be hosting a light show, he'll be axing his snow machine and extra candy canes because of costs. The Tunnel of Light in Hayhill will return this festive season with the same amount of lights, according to Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, which organises the attraction.
Norwich City Women boss Sean Howes believes his side are a completely different animal to last season after extending their unbeaten run with a 2-0 win at QPR. The Canaries remain second in Division 1 of the National Women's League, as goals from Catherine Stanley and Megan Todd gave them all 3 points. "I'm really pleased. A really professional performance against a good team," said Howes, whose side trail leaders C&K Basildon on goal difference. "We had to dig deep in patches, but I think it was a thoroughly deserved win. We are a completely different animal to last season. The girls have shown that what we went through last season has really affected them. It's made them really hungry to want to achieve.
Norwich's over-70s walking football team have defended their national title. The soccer seniors won a very keenly contested game against a Winstanley side from Wigan in the final at the Lilleshall National Sports Centre. An early goal from Mick Otterlangwy decided the match, which sparked huge celebrations among the Norwich contingent. The team drew the first two games, 0-0 with Matlock and 1-1, Colin Alexander being the scorer, with Cove. The following two games produced vital victories, 1-0, again Colin Alexander scoring, against a slick Birmingham side, and a similar 1-0 score, Otterlangwy this time against Arran. The final group was a 0-0 draw against Bolton. In the quarter-final, Norwich played Wigan and won 2-0 with two quick-fire goals from Dave Florido, the second an absolute thunderbolt. Otterlangwy scored again in a slick display by the team to see off Eastleigh 1-0 in the semi-final. Gary Cockaday of Norwich Soccer Seniors said, "It was truly another wonderful day in the history of Norwich Soccer Seniors." Norwich Soccer Seniors play at the FDC at Beauthorpe, and they have 100 players, aged from 50 to 80.